How long are your legs? It's an odd question.
You're asking me?
I am. I can see how long your legs are. I'm asking the general audience.
Not very long.
Mine aren't either. I ask it because a paper out this week has shown that women like their men a bit on the lanky side. After researchers asked women to rate hundreds of photos of men with adjusted arm and leg lengths. So with us is one of the researchers, Tom Verslice, who did this work at Cambridge University. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Tell us a bit more then. What have you done?
So we looked at a relationship between limb proportions and attractiveness in men as judged by females. We took computer-generated human models of men. We manipulated their limb proportions based on the natural variation in a database of American military personnel. And we then had them rated for attractiveness by a sample of online women.
Okay, so what did you find then?
We found that legs... I should emphasize first that this is all it's relative limb proportions.
Right. So
we held height constant for all our models. And so we found that relative leg length was slightly more appealing when it was just above the average, and that arm length had no effect on attractiveness, it seemed, and that the intralimb ratio, so the ratio of the lower limb segment to the upper, was preferred when it was average.
Can I just clarify, is this women rating men? And these women are straight women?
Yes.
So what happens if you ask men who are gay men to rate men's leg length? Does the same thing hold?
Well, we didn't explore that. See, I mean, homosexual attraction and mate preference in general is very poorly understood. And that's a huge gap in the literature which will be explored in the coming years.
So is it fair to say women do find male longer legs more attractive?
Yes. Our results were quite robust in that respect.
But why?
Only slightly.
Why is this the case?
Well, there are a few reasons why it might be the case. For one, it's important to note that there's a preference only for slightly longer legs, and so we'd expect preferences to orientate around the average because that's supposed to indicate genetic diversity and therefore a strong immune system, so resistance to disease.
Oh, okay, so you might be a better potential mate.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all based around mate value. So you'd expect something close to the average. But so the reason that there's a preference for slightly longer legs is probably because during development, this indicates developmental stability, good nutrition. It also arguably indicates biomechanical efficiency, which would have been good in ancestral populations for walking, running, etc.
Okay, biomechanical efficiency, you mean being fitter?
Biomechanical efficiency basically means it costs less energy to move around.
Ah, okay. Hang on, what about really long legs?
Really long legs are, well, almost universally unappealing, it would appear, because they are often associated with harmful genetic conditions.
What about if you're a daddy long legs?
I don't know. We'd have to do.
Excluded from the study.
Yeah, no, that's certainly.
I mean, like the insects, different kind of study. What I was getting at is, do animals do this?
There'll be a similar kind of process. In fact, it'll probably be more acute in a certain sense because it won't interact with social factors and with socialization. Animals will make attractiveness judgments based on the mate value of the individual in question.
Now, I think studies like this have been done before, am I right? So
what makes this new one
different?
Well, although the previous literature is valuable, it had several problems. They were generally to do with the methods that were used. So in particular, the stimuli, which are the male models or the female models, whichever sex one was looking at, they tended to be non-anatomical. So they were made in a fairly arbitrary way without reference to a reliable database. Their limb proportions were manipulated, often in an arbitrary manner, and sometimes to the point that they fell outside the natural distribution, which means they could be testing people who you might never see in real life.
And very quickly, why do you think that legs but not arms had an effect?
Well, this is a difficult one. We hypothesised that both would have an effect. So we can make some conjectures. So arms are less variable during development in response to harmful forces, such as malnutrition. So you would think that legs would be a stronger signal. So there'd be a stronger sort of evolutionary pressure for that to happen. Legs, also the biomechanical efficiency in terms of walking and running efficiency, legs would be a more important signal. So, I mean, arms don't signal that.
Tom, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks very much, Tom Verslice. And the study was published in the Royal Society Open Science. And if you'd like to find out more about any of the stories covered this week, all the transcripts and papers can be found on our website, nakedscientists.com.